all have rejoiced.
Because
God's faith is in us. I wish and I pray that if any of you haven't come to know the Lord, that you will do so soon. I think we will continue in the book of Acts and how the God Spirit was ministering to the church and how the church expanded.
我相信这个使徒行传的信息对我们今天每一个基督教会都是一本很重要的书。
I believe the book of Acts is a very important book for us Christians today.
因为主耶稣拯救我们之后，他就也同样的用圣灵在带领我们每一个人。
Because after God saved us, He still used the Holy Spirit to lead us.
我们可以更经历神的福音的能力。
We can experience God's power more.
我们能够更活出福音的能力。
We can all live out to the gospel, 然后被神使用, and be used by God.
然后我们的基督徒就多结果子,
and we can bear more fruit.
我们就能够说我们有一个满足的基督徒的生命。
Therefore, we can have a very fulfilled Christian life.
今天我要和弟兄姐妹特别分享一个是个人传福音的榜样。
I want to share with brother and sister about an example of the personal evangelism.
我相信我们每一个基督徒都很想传福音。
I believe every Christian, we all would like to witness for God.
但是我发觉我们常常做不到。
But a lot of time we think we cannot do it.
我们常常有一种罪恶感，一种重担。
We feel guilty, we think it's a burden.
但是弟兄姐妹们不要觉得有重担。
Please, brother and sister, do not feel that as a burden.
因为上帝不是用我们的好行为来悦纳我们，对不对？
Yes, God does not use our good behavior.
但是上帝是有能力可以和你和我同在，而我们被他使用，这是大家要记得的。
God, His power is to use us and by His power alone.
所以我们来看《使徒行传》第8章26到40节。
So we are going to look in the Book of Acts 26 to 27.
26 to 40.
36 to 40 altogether. Sorry.
Okay, 我们 好，很好，这里有中英，那这样就很好。 We're going to read together， 我们一起来读，中文的就读中文，英文的就读英文。一起来，有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加撒的路上去。那路是旷野，腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃及阿伯人。” 这个有大权的太监，在埃及阿伯女王甘大的手下，总管一库，他上耶路撒冷办事了。对不起，好，OK，对不起哈，你比我怎么就是read的权利，然后let you read English。OK，我们快速中文。现在回来，一起在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。
And on his way home, was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet.
圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。
The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it.
腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的你明白吗？
So Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah of the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading?
他说没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？于是就请腓力上车，和他同坐。How
can I? He said, unless someone explained it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
他所念的那段经文说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。Okay,
The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shear is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上挪去。
In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice, who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth.
太监对腓力说，请问先知说字说这话是指的谁？是指的自己呢？是指的别人呢？
The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is this prophet talking about, himself or someone else?
腓力就开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
两人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监就说，看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here's water, why shouldn't I be baptized?
腓力说，你若是一心相信就可以。他回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监两人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。
And he gave order to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。
When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but he went on his way rejoicing.
后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚城。
Philip, however, appeared at Azusa and traveled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea.
我们这里所读的经文是腓力怎么样做个人传福音。
What we're reading here is how Philip did personal evangelism.
但是这段经文从整个神的计划神的作为里头是一个很重要福音扩展的第三个里程碑。
This tells us is the third milestone. Very importantly,
上礼拜我们讲到，当初耶稣基督死了复活之后，福音就不断的广传。第二个里程碑就是耶稣的福音传到哪里啊？撒玛利亚。
The second milestone back then was to Samaria.
第一个呢，就是当初福音普遍的传在耶路撒冷。
The first one was to Jerusalem.
所以这个福音扩展的第三个里程碑，刚好也是跟我们每一个人都有关系的。我们怎么能够成为一个更好的个人传福音的榜的一个人？
The third milestone is to show us how we can become a better witness for personal evangelism.
这里我发觉有四个我们可以效法的。
And I feel there are four points that we can emulate.
第一个就是我们个人的生活应该常常跟神跟圣灵同行。
I feel like our personal life should walk with the Lord in the Spirit.
那意思就是说，我们应该常常自己跟主的关系要很好，常常去学习他读经祷告。
We should have a good relationship with God, reading the word.
我们常常在肢体生活里头要固定的跟弟兄姐妹一起敬拜，有团契一起来思想神的旨意跟神的话语。
We should have a body of Christ united. To worship and seeking God's will.
因为只有这样的时候，当上帝带领我们传福音给我们机会的时候，我们才会被圣灵提醒，才会有胆量跨出去。
Only in that will we have courage when we encounter that we.
我相信神给我们每天接触都有很多机会，我们可以关心别人，并且希望有机会让福音也让他得着。
Actually, we have many opportunities around here, and as we need to take heed of how we can approach it.
但是通常是因为我们个人没有这个负担，或者我们没有这个胆量，或者我们不知道怎么样讲。
But many times we may not have the burden or the courage, or even know how.
如果大家记得这个腓力呢，就是一个顺从圣灵、与圣灵、与神同行的人。
We know Philip is the man of God, and he obeyed the Lord in spirit.
如果你去读死神是行传第六章，你就知道腓力当初是一开始使徒所拣选的几个执事，七个执事之一。
We know Philip was one of the seven who was chosen, to do a special.
当初使徒选执事是用什么资格呢？
What did they ask for the requirement to become one of the deacons?
他们有好名声，换句话说，他们的生命，他们效法耶稣基督所教导的行为，有好名声。
A good reputation that he followed the Lord.
智慧充足，换句话说，对神的话语有很深的认识，并且知道里头属灵的真理，智慧充足。
That the person should be filled with the word of God, the wisdom.
然后圣灵充满。
And be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这就是当初第一批的执事这样选出来的。
And that was the very first generation of deacons.
意思说，他们的心思意念常常被上帝的真理的话充满他们。并且他们整个生命常常跟主的关系很好。
Their heart and soul was always filled with God's word, and they had great relationships.
圣灵让他们能够顺服神的带领，神的话语。
The Holy Spirit allowed them to be obedient and be led by the Lord.
被圣灵来掌管他们。
And to be allowed the Holy Spirit to lead and control their life.
你看这边我们看腓力跟主的关系都很好啊。第二十三节有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨路上去，那路是旷野的路。”
And he was obedient, and even when he was told to go into the desert, he went to the desert.
腓力并没有特别的计划，腓力并没有传福音的计划。
Philip did not have any plans.
他本来是在撒玛利亚传福音，对不对？
在
那里被神大大的使用。
He was used by God a lot there.
福音很广传在那里。
The gospel was greatly preached in the.
可能就是有一天早上他起来。
Maybe one day he woke up.
可能他在散步。
Maybe he was walking along.
突然圣经说有主的使者跟他讲。
And maybe the messenger of God told him.
起来，往南去。
Get up and go to the south.
往加萨，加萨就是以色列的左下方，靠沿海的，往加萨去。
Go to Gaza.
并且要走一个旷野的道路。
And you need to go through the desert.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们跟神的关系，其实我们每日的生活，不管是在办公室，不管你是在跟小孩子的同学、小孩子的同学的家长互动，你常常上帝也会借着圣灵，在你心中给你一个负担，给你一个上帝。
Brother, sister, sometimes when how you interact with other people, God will give you His will, how you can approach people.
有时候教会来了很多新人，如果你跟神的关系很好，我相信上帝也会给你一种关怀，一种希望。如果知道那个人还没有信主，你也会想希望他能够。
If you're close to God's intent, when people come around as newcomers, you will feel and you want to be close and want to know them.
美丽。因为他希望万人的拯救，
He knows God wants
him. 他知道神拯救我们就是预备我们行善，就是要把他最美好的礼物福音赐给人。
Even when God intended to do good, what is the best good is to witness and tell people His redemption.
但是知道还不够。
But knowing is not enough.
腓力的厉害就是在这里，他能够顺服神。
And he obeyed God. He obeyed God's leading.
我刚刚也讲了，叫腓力往加萨去，简直是。不合理，为什么加萨这一直都是以色列的敌人？你们知道那边是腓力士人住的地方，并且他在撒玛利亚的事工做得很成功啊，为什么要叫他离开呢
？It was scary to think that he would have to go through the route of Gaza. There were enemies there, and then he also had successful ministry in Samaria.
假设你今天在 AT&T 做得很好，假设你今天在 AT&T，
imagine if you work really well in a company called AT&T.
上帝有一天说你辞职，
Oh, God says you quit your job.
你换个工作到那里，因为那边有更多机会可以让你传福音。
He wants you to go somewhere to witness for him.
我想我们都很难做到。
I think that we're very hard to do that, right?
不过我们今天这里有一个做到了。
But one of us here has done that.
三十年前我一个小杨刘志信牧师，他现在当牧师了啊，他在这个教会信主。请站起来一下。他请坐，请坐。那时候江牧师指定他做我的小羊。
Pastor Reverend Blue, he was actually your.
He's my little sheep.
He's a little sheep back then.
他后来信主之后呢，他后来的辞掉工作，他是当。
Yes, he did quit his job and to be a full-time.
是不容易啊，顺服上帝的带领。
And to obey God.
不止这样，你如果仔细看。上帝要他去，他遇到一个人是谁啊？埃及阿伯。埃及阿伯的，如果你看新版是就是今天 Ethiopia 就是中文怎么讲啊？伊索比亚，伊索比亚是黑人啊，是
that God wants him to be go to Ethiopia is not his own people.
哎，他能够这时候圣灵感动他，就愿意跟他讲，这很不容易。
It's not easy because the Holy Spirit has led him and touched him.
因为以色列人是最种族歧视的。
Jewish people may be the most racist.
对 ，racist. That's right. 他们觉得他是神特别喜爱的选民。
They felt like they are God's chosen people.
他看到是黑人，就像我们今天一般看到黑人也。不对的啊，那是不对的啊，我不在讲对，
Maybe,
我们就看清啊，对不对
？Yeah, they look down to other races.
并且这个人是一个怎么样？太监。
And also, the man was a eunuch.
你知道以色列人他们传统的习惯，身体跟中国人，身体发肤受之父母，对不对？不能够随便的啊。这一个男人，他为了职业的变迁，把自己都他的生殖器都阉割掉，为了就是要能够成为太监。
And also, eunuch was more even discriminated with the fact that he's bodily imperfect.
因为在古代，如果你要是官升得很高，你要特别跟皇族亲近，要能够的权势、地位、金钱都很爬升，你为了要跟这些皇室的人在一起，皇室要求你要成为太监才能够。
I guess back in those times, people who wanted to work for the royal people, they were required to become eunuch. Yeah.
不容易，但是他为了这个世界的。
Not easy, but I believe that eunuch in Ethiopia part did what he did.
再从以色列眼光，这个生下来就把自己的肢体乱割，这个根本他看清了，不可能跟他传福音。
Especially in Jewish history, with this kind of people, they look down very much.
并且仔细看后来呢，圣灵还说，菲利亚天使跟讲说，你去贴近那个车，那个车在走，你去跟着他走，哦，贴近这个姐妹，贴近那个车。
And the Spirit told him, you have to go near the chariot to be near to them.
今天如果我很贴近菲比前面，我说是 sex 的 harassment， 对不对
？I'm not gonna translate that.
但是在那个时候，你看一个老百姓跑去一个大官，这个伊索比亚的这个人是掌管所有他们整个国家的 finance， 是很大的位置。然后你，我相信他发生有。菲利亚去贴着那边，马上被抓起来。你是不是哪一个国家 FBI 派来的
？There is a danger for you, for Philip back then to running toward the chariot because I'm sure there are security concerns.
另外，这是外邦 ，Gentile， 非以色列。
And more so, he was a Gentile.
以色列人的祷告常常感谢神，他们的感恩是感谢上帝让我生出来不是外邦人。
Jewish people often pray, thank God that I'm not a Gentile.
还有感谢上帝让我生出来不是女人。
And thank God I'm not a woman.
姐妹，我不是在歧视以色列他们真的。
In the Jewish culture.
因为他们看清女人的地位社会。
Sure.
他们看清外国人，他怎么可能这时候有这个感动呢？这个感叫我一般人感连感动都不能，他还顺服。
And it was an obedience to Philip to run toward a Gentile.
所以如果我们要成为一个个人传福音的人，我们要常常跟神的关系好。
So if we want to do personal evangelism, we need to have a close relationship with God.
我们常常亲近神。
We need to be near the Lord.
被神的心思意念充满我们的心。
As you are near the Lord, you know how God.
并且我们要学习日常生活的顺服神，我们自然就有胆量，这时候就跨出去向人讲述。
Learning to be in God, and therefore the courage from the Lord will.You to do what he wants.
这里还有一点我要额外补充，跟上礼拜讲的类似，就是弟兄姐妹，如果你发现传福音，神给你传福音，常常不是人的计划，常常是自己神的计划，他要用你。
I think from last week's review, it's like whenever you want to witness for people, it is not your own plan, it's God's plan.
记不记得上礼拜我讲说，以那些基督徒在耶路撒冷开始逼迫他们，他们就分散了。
The people in Israel were persecuted and therefore they scattered. And they scattered all through into Samaria. And they all witnessed to people.
不是说耶路撒冷的使徒计划说，哎，我要你这个做，我们现在计划今年几年要做什么做什么。
It wasn't a planning for them to be scattered. It was
这里让我们看到一个真理，我们基督的生活有两面性。
There is two dimensions to us being.
一个错，我们有时候要用我们的理想、我们的思考、计划去策略、去设计、去看远程的，这一点。 性啊。
I think as humans, yes, we often plan and think and strategize.
我们喜欢用分析，用理性思考去计划，去给策略。
We rationalize our plan, what we're gonna do.
这个是没有错的，因为我记得大概几个月前我讲到箴言里头有一个怎么样跟随上帝的带领，人有责任用他的理性，用他的脑筋一起去探讨，去计划。
There's nothing wrong even in the Bible. It says we should think, we should analyze.
但是我们既然是信神，神有他灵特别亲自在我们心中会带领。
But the Spirit of God will lead you personally.
这是一个比较不是用理性来，是跟神关系，把上帝在心中的感动，你就要去做。
This is more of your relationship with God. That what He wants you to do is not what you want to do.
我相信神在这两方面我们要学习。
I think God wants us to be balanced, rationality and also leadership.
为什么我要提这个问题？
Maybe why do I?
因为呢，最近我们教会的执事会在讨论建堂的募款，大家都知道，我们教会的上帝去年感动我们所有的人，大部分的人，我们买那个隔壁，所以我们开始在募款，到明年三月我们需要30万。
Why did I mention that? Because I just want to add in for the church building fundraising.
上礼拜我们执事会在开会。
And last week we did have meetings.
有些执事就反映说，那我们这个募款，那我们前面到底怎么传福音？在想要计划不够了。
We were thinking how we're going to do fundraising and evangelism parallel at the same time.
我觉得这是对的，正确的。
I feel it's correct.
作为传道人
as a pastor
作为一个每一个教会的领袖执事们
as leaders of the church,
作为小组长们
as small group leaders,
我觉得你应该思考我怎么样这个事情让不信主的人
yes of course we need to plan and think about it
但我们从来不可能计划五年七年之后再来做这件事
But we cannot let it be postponed by the.
因为我知道这个建堂是神的旨意。
Because I know.
是圣灵在我们心中的带领。
And I know this church building is God's will.
是很清楚的，可能我们从理性不知道为什么，但上帝就是这样使用。
I don't know how to rationalize it, but I know God is using it.
因为我来到教会，本来我不想建堂，如果你知道的话。
Honestly, when I first came, I really don't want to be involved.
因为牧师年纪也不小，几年退休了。你这个建堂至少要搞10年，我不能做到80岁才退休，对不对
？I feel like I might want to be involved because I might be retiring in a few years.
但是我很愿意跟随圣灵的带领。
But I want to follow what.
因为那时候我们执事会讨论，我不投票，我说执事每一个人投票。
I didn't vote for this. I let them vote.
全数通过。
And it was
Total pass. 有一个人没有反对，但没有投票。
Okay. One didn't vote yes or no.
足够多，对不对
？We have enough.
后来给会众大家来投票，超过78%、90%，90%都觉得。
Yes, it was a over 90 unanimous vote.
然后我们干上帝，让我们看到神迹。短短的3个月，弟兄姐妹，那个上帝感动的爱心有60万的奉献。
And then the Lord has provided us how we can fundraise in those months, the enough amount. Let God His touch in you.
让我们教会的领袖在今后尤其要特别的计划我们将来要怎么使用。
And pray that the leaders of this church also are being blessed by God to.
如果我们教会的执事会知道，我常常在思考。
The leaders know that I often think.
上礼拜我把一些明年要做的，我写给执事们。
I wrote what my plan for next year. I gave it to deacons.
激励我们一同来思考。
And then we can think again.
好，怎么样更好的个人传福音呢？第二个就是，第二个我们应该常做准备，告诉别人盼望的缘由，常常准备好。能够告诉别人为什么你相信耶稣基督，为什么你不信别的宗教，你偏偏要当基督徒。
I think we always have to be ready to tell others the reasons of hope in Jesus.
大家仔细看8:30，我
看过。In Acts,
chapter 8. 这个当腓力呢去贴近那部车的时候，他发觉那个太监呢，这个太监大概心灵很空虚，他在寻找信仰，他 他本来不是以色列人，他偏偏到以色列人去寻找以色列人的神，去跟他们敬拜，对不对？然后敬拜以后，他发觉这个以赛亚书可能在那边敬拜是读到旧约以赛亚书，他自己回家在车上还在读。
Now the eunuch that go to is Jerusalem, and now that Philip noticed that he was reading the scripture.
然后腓力这时候就赶上说：“妹妹，明白吗？”
Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
随时准备。
You we should be like that. Always be prepared.
我们教会我们平接触很多人。
We often encounter with a lot of people.
在公司接触同事。
Companies you encounter.
我们接触同学的朋友。
Friends and school.
我们接触他们的家庭。
We encounter families.
我们接触到很多还没有信主的朋友到我们教会。
We encounter unbelievers who come to our church.
我们应该跟他们接触，能够了解他。
When we get in touch, we want to get to know them.
我们也可以像这个腓力说，你听懂我们心里想到的。
We should be like Philip, be able to ask that person, do you understand what you're reading?
如果我们明白他的问题，我们就问题约别人说。
Or even ask them a question and that you are prepared to answer.
腓力随时准备。
Philip.
看到这个人对这个以色列人他们这个信仰有兴趣，他马上就想到说你明不明白。
Philip noticed he was interested in the scripture and he was able to ask, "Do you understand?"
每个主日我们都有新人到我们教会。
Every Sunday we have believers or non-believers.
我们当中，你如果今天第一次来
，In the midst, if you are the first timer,
我们鼓励你参加我们的一些慕道班或主日学。
We have speaker classes and we have Sunday school.
我相信我们教会的基督徒每一个都会有兴趣，也希望你能够明白。
I'm sure our church members would love to help explain.
然后腓力有这个敏感的心，最好当这个太监的回答是说没有人跟我指教，我怎么明白呢？是不会来的。
The Philip had that sensitivity to ask him, and of course the eunuch said, "If nobody explains, how can I understand?" So there is an opportunity.
然后我们看看腓力这句话，为什么？告诉他了。
So he told him the reasons of hope, and he tried to explain.
弟兄姐妹，你不要以为好像说我要到底要不要把圣经都全部懂。
Brother and sister, you don't have to know everything about it.
当然，圣经懂是很有帮助啊，并且更重要。
Of course, be in the knowledge that you understand is important, but most importantly,
最重的是向人传讲。
But most importantly, it's for us to be able to witness to people about Jesus Christ.
你看看。三十五节的腓力就开口，从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
Like the verses said, that Philip began to the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about.
腓力从这段旧约的经文，把这位耶稣基督到底是谁，要给我们什么好消息，告诉这位太监。
Using the very scripture, he was able to extrapolate that and tell the eunuch.
我觉得腓力这里给我们这个老基督徒的有一个很好的榜样，尤其我们成人主日学老师和鼓励。
I think Philip gave us a good example, especially Sunday school teachers.
三十五节说腓力从这经上对他传讲耶稣。
Philip opened his mouth and began with the scripture. He told him the good news about.
弟兄姐妹，如果你要跟人家讲耶稣，你会用哪一本书开始
？Brother, sister, which book of the Bible will you use when you tell people about Jesus?
当然福音书嘛，对不对？
Probably in the book of Gospel.
马太福音。
Matthew.
马可福音。
Mark.
约翰福音。
John. And the book of Luke.
很好，很正确。
These are very good.
但是你必须要从圣经每一个经文都可以最后引人认识耶稣，那才是厉害的地方。
But then we have to be familiar with the verses, scripture.
你读创世纪，你必须最后引人去信耶稣。
Even from Genesis, you should be able to lead him to Christ.
你从出埃及记，你要从里头看到耶稣神的好消息，引人认识耶稣。
Even from Exodus, you will lead people to Christ.
你读圣经最后启示录，你必须引人看到耶稣的好消息。
Even using the book of Revelation, that too you can lead people to Christ.
为什么是这样？
Why is it like that?
因为整本圣经就是启示神的救赎计划。
Because the whole book is the book of God's redemption.
这个救赎计划的高峰就是上帝的儿子耶稣来到世上，为我们的罪死在十字架上，并且复活，让我们得永生。
The pinnacle of God's message is how the Son of God came to the world. How could I, from the book of Genesis, see this?
我怎么可以从出埃及看到神要这样做啊？
How could I use the book of Exodus and see God's plan?
我怎么可以从利未记看到神要这样做啊？
How could I see the book of Leviticus and see how God wants me to do?
我们必须追求。
We need to pursue.
因为圣经整个就是指向耶稣。
The whole book is pointing to God.
尤其我们的主日学老师，我们晓得竭力追求认识神的话，认识神的那个救赎计划的伟大。
Of course, our Sunday school teachers, we need to be aware of when everything points to Jesus. And not only Sunday school teachers, but all of us, each one.
但是没有关系。Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
如果你不懂，你这么的 high caliber， 你这样的程度，你没有这样的程度。
Oh, if you don't have the level of knowledge,
你仍然可以告诉人家。
Of course, can tell people about the gospel.
因为这里腓力给我们一个榜样。当你向人家讲好消息的时候，福音的精髓到底是什么呢？
The essence of gospel, what is it?
第一个，它就是指向耶稣到底是谁。
Point to Jesus, who is Jesus?
你仔细看八章三十七节啊，我看看。
Acts 8:37.
当这个太监看到那个有水池，他心中有感动，想施洗，他就跟腓力说：“好不好，在这里就马上跟我洗。”
So the eunuch answered back to Philip. He saw some water and he wants to be baptized.
腓力说：“你如果真心一心相信就可以。”那么腓力怎么回答
？And he answered and said, "I believe."
我信耶稣基督是神的。
And eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God."
福音就是一个神自己的儿子本身来到世界上，让我们认识他，让我们。罪得赦免，并且让我们认识他而有永生。所以我们要知道耶稣是谁。
Salvation is what Jesus, the Son of God, that died for us, and then we know Jesus.
这个不是一个很简单的问题，非常简单。
It is not a simple question.
如果你去跟很多还没有信主的朋友聊天
，So if you talk to a lot of non-believers,
他只会说：“哎呀，你们基督教反正就是一个宗教，跟别人一样，劝人为善。”
You may say, oh, you're just a good religion, just asking people to do good.
耶稣可能只是一个有特异功能可以行神迹的大能者。
And Jesus might be someone who has special power.
耶稣是一个圣人，真是有好的行为，太好的行为。
And Jesus might be just a saint, he has good.
耶稣是一个伟大的思想家，你看他写的讲的话这么有智慧，这么的感动人，这么的超乎圣贤所讲的话。
So Jesus might be just a good thinker.
Maybe 他只是一个教主，开始一个宗教。
And he might be just a religious leader, starting a religion.
这些都没有错。
And probably nothing wrong with that.
我们当中的朋友们，我告诉你，这些都没有错。
There's nothing wrong thinking along that line.
耶稣的确他世上没有什么罪，是一个圣人。
Yes, he did not have sin. He was a saint.
他是一个伟大的思想家，他的圣经，他所启示的话是历史上卖最多的书，这没有错。
Yes, Jesus was a great thinker. The Bible is the most popular book.
基督教的确从耶稣开始才有的。
And that's true. The Christianity started from when Jesus.
但是不只是这样。
But not only that.
耶稣基督是上帝本身。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's God Himself.
约翰福音圣经说，太初世界还没有造之前，就有耶稣，就有道。
And in the book of John says, before the world, there was word.
他和他的父神一起在那里同在。
He was with God.
一起在那里创造这个世界。
And he and God created.
包括我们每一个人生命都是他给的。
Every life is given to.
为什么信耶稣？为什么信基督？因为他是神的儿子。
Why? Because he's the Son of God and he is God.
他是那独一的真神。
He is the one and only truth.
他所讲的是那绝对不会改变的真理，并且绝对会掌管这个世界。
He tells us the truth will never change, and he's control, and he is in control of the world.
福音的精髓还有一个第二点是什么？就是耶稣到底为我做什么
？The essence of God is the second point. What Jesus has done for me.
今天我们这里每一个受洗的弟兄姐妹，我很感谢。
We thank the Lord for every baptized brother.
我问他们为什么受洗，他们都说耶稣是谁？为什么要接受？
I asked them why do you want
这位真神，这位有大能行神迹完全的圣人，并且有绝对真理思想，这位却爱我们到一个地步，来到世界上为我们的罪死在十字架上。
this true God who would die for us on the cross and he was sinless and to redeem us.
他代替我们成为罪人，
he became the sinner for us，
为我们死，
and been punished for us，
好像我们的罪完全可以被赦免，被上帝赦免，
so that all our sins will be redeemed and can be forgiven，
并且将来可以上帝永远的同在，有永生，
and so that we may have eternal life。
这就是耶稣所做的工作。
That's what Jesus
has done. 这就是当初那一个太监所读的经文，指的就是像这个三十二节那里说，他读到以赛亚的书说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
And in the passage that the eunuch was reading, that like a sheep he was led to the slaughter.
然后他又像羊羔在剪毛的地方没有声音。
And like a lamb before its shearer is silent.
他不开口。
He opened up his mouth.
他卑微的时候，
In his humiliation,
人不用公义去审判他，
Justice would deny him.
不止这样，他没有办法诉说他的出发，谁说是他的后代啊？
Who can describe his generation?
耶稣基督为我们的罪造成障碍，
he, because of our sin, that's how
他像一个温柔的羊，很心甘情愿地代替我们成为罪。
He was like that gentle lamb. He substitute our sin.
甚至当人定他死罪的时候，他都不抱怨，因为他就准备来为我们牺牲的那位。
And when he was being put on cross, he did not open his mouth, and that's what he wanted to do.
甚至到一个地步，耶稣基督连一个后代、一个小孩子都没有，他33岁就过世。
Of course, you think about in human terms, Jesus did not have any descendants.
我们想看看 ，picture 一下那时候那个太监听了这个时候，他心中有什么感受
？Imagine when the eunuch heard what Philip explained that to him.
我相信这个太监不是圣人，不是完全的。
I'm sure eunuch was not a saint.
当他一直在往上爬，爬爬，爬到作为国家的第二，只是次于这个皇帝的时候，成为太监的时候，我相信他在那个权势的斗争里头，他一定有得罪过，一定有良知亏欠的地方。
We're just imagine when eunuch lived in the political realm of his world that he must have offended or wronged someone.
我相信他心里一定有很大的空虚，需要爱。为什么？因为他成为太监，虽然地位权势很高，但是你想看他成为太监，在古代如果中国人说什么"不孝有三，什么为大，无后为大"，他无后，古代的人都是这样子。
Imagine eunuch, even though he gained the power prestige, but then he was not able to have his descendants that was part of his.
我相信他虽然很有名望，但是常常会觉得。心中有一种被拒绝的一种空虚感。
I imagine the eunuch was also rejected and been looked down.
他找不到那个最绝对、完全不舍弃他的爱。
He could not find the absolute love in his life.
但更可怕的，他没有后代。
And more scary for him, he had no.
他想到这位神爱他到的地步。
And yet, when he was explained how God loves him so much,
他过去所有的良知的亏欠，神都不计较，通通。
Everything that he had done, that God would forgive him.
不止这样，他说这位神儿子跟他一样成为太监，耶稣没有后代。
And just like him, Jesus did not have descendants, just like he would not.
这就是神的好消息。
And that's the good news of Jesus.
我们当中还没有信主的朋友。
In the midst, if any of you who haven't come to the Lord,
人都在找神。
Everyone is looking for God.
但是，有基督。
Only Christianity that we tell you who God is.
他创造世界。
He created the world.
他掌管人类的历史。
He's in control of the human history.
他把生命赐给我们。
He gives himself his life.
人本来应该按着跟他同行来敬拜他，跟他按着他的心意来活。
In the beginning, he wanted God and people to worship him.
但是我们人却不认他。
And we deny him.We live in a life that's to disobey him.
不管我们原来是多好，就像我们今天很多弟兄姐妹见证，他们本来都是很好的人，但他们可以明白，原来我们再怎么好，我们都还是有亏欠。
Realistically speaking, all of us could not be good, just like all the testimony today.
但是上帝说没有关系。
But God said it's okay.
我 甚至到一个地步，他跟你认同。
And even to the point he became a human and to be like.
你是罪人，他的儿子也跟你一样。
You were a sinner, the Son of God also became the substitute for you.
你心里很孤单，耶稣就是跟你一样孤单。
You're lonely, Jesus said he felt lonely.
因为他要完全体会到我们的。
He was able to experience and know how you feel.
好像他能够体会我们的拯救。
That's how he became human.
这就是我们所信的。
And that's the God we trust.
腓力就是把这个福音的真
实
到台前。
Yes, Philip tell him the essence of the gospel.
我相信我们每一个人如果要成为一个好的传福音的，我们应该把这个基本先告诉人家。
If we are going to be a good witness for Christ, we need to know how.
是的，我们基督教在劝人为善也是对的。
Well, especially when we ask people to do good, and that's good too.
我们叫人家生命改变，这也是对的。
When we ask people to have their lives changed.
我们甚至教导人家对神很敬虔，这也是对的。
We ask them to be devoted to God.
但是基督教跟所有世界宗教有一个很不一样的地方。
And yet Christianity, the biggest difference from us with other.
所有世界的宗教都要教导你有好行为。
All the religions teach you, yes, you gotta have good behavior.
你要对你所信的神要敬虔。
You need to be devoted to what called God.
你要啊、生命被改变。
You need to have a life change.
但基督教有一个很不一样的地方。
But there's one big difference between us.
它主要就是好消息。
And the biggest difference is that we have the good news.
我们必须把好消息告诉给别人。
We need to tell others about the good news.
最后一点。
Second point.
最后一点。第四点，我们怎么样能够成为一个好的个人传福音？就是我们要讲出来，每一个人都需要神的好消息。
Fourth point, before you want to go witness for God, you need to know that everyone needs the good news.
想想看，这个太监
，Think of this eunuch.
他可以说是爬到最高啊，他可以说是爬到最高了。从世界眼光
，Think of this perspective of the eunuch. He has reached the top.
他掌管着整个国家的财富。
Actually, the highest person to.
他可以直接去觐见国王。
He was able to see the king.
一个国家的人如果要钱要做什么事情，需要他通过。
He was the treasurer of his country. Everyone needed to.
他可以说是爬到最高。
He was in the height of his career.
但是请仔细看，他是怎么样一个人？
But if you look carefully, you think what kind of person he was?
圣经说他到耶路撒冷去敬拜。
The Bible says he went to Jerusalem to worship.
他甚至回家的时候还所不示现，拿着旧约圣经在那边读。
And even on the way home, he was still reading the Old Testament.
大家想看腓力的心里是怎么样一个人
？And you just think of what Philip think what?
他在寻找信仰，寻找宗教。
He's searching for truth.
我相信他的那种空虚，那种觉得不满足，没有安全感，对死亡的恐惧，他一直都不能解决。
I believe Eunuch probably had a fear for a lot of things, perhaps about death, about other unanswered questions.
他连良知的亏欠，他没有办法解决。
And maybe his conscience was wrong.
我也相信他寻求不同的宗教。
He might have even searched other.
他可能寻求北非啊，伊索比亚那边的信仰。
He might have also looked into the religions in
Israel. 不能满足他。
Because that did not satisfy.
后来可能听说，哎，以色列的信仰不错啊，可以叫我成为好人，可以解决我粮食的亏欠。他，你知道他开车要开多远？那时候用马车，大概800公里以上，800公里用马车专门到耶路撒冷去敬拜。你可以看到他内心在寻找真理，解决内心的罪恶感、空虚跟永生的爱。
It was a distance of good 800 kilometers. I don't know how that translates in miles, but very, very far. In those times for him to go to Jerusalem to seek out the truth.
是敬拜完，他还心中还有疑惑，他还在那边。
And after, yes, maybe after that journey, and he still was searching and reading the word.
弟兄姐妹，这在告诉我们什么
？And what is it telling us?
不管你在这个世界上多顺利的人。
No matter how you are in the world,
像我们今天见证的弟兄姐妹，本来都很顺利的人，顺利而不顺利的， 不管什么人，你仍然很成功、很顺利，学问很高，财富很多。
It doesn't matter what level are you in your life, whether you have a very smooth life or you have encountered difficulties.
甚至不管你的行为有多好，原来有多敬虔，对神有多敬虔。
Or even no matter what your behavior could be, devoted to God and leading a good life.
除非我们找到一个真正爱我们的神。
Unless we find out a God who truly loves us.
除非我们找到上帝的好消息。
Unless we find God's good news,
我们心中永远得不到安息。
We will not be able to rest.
礼拜五我们昨天晚上我们有一个从我们支持的从中国回来的宣教士，他对这个伊斯兰教他。
Last night we have a missionary came back to share with us.
他告诉我们这些伊斯兰教的人是很敬虔的，他们这个伊斯兰教的名字叫做 Muslim， 就是叫做顺服神的人。你看他们有多敬虔。他们说顺服神是他们最主要的这个目标，顺服神的人。
She was preaching, witnessing for God in the area of China.
他们也知道认罪，每天要祷告，要向神认罪。
To the Muslim whom she described as very religious.
他们也知道要很积极的行善，所以每次到他们的圣殿都要捐出多2.5%的钱做救济的工作。
For the Muslim, they're very devoted in their prayers and their offerings and many ways.
好不好？
Do you think that's good?
但是，他告诉我。
But then she told us.
这些穆斯林教徒活在恐惧中。
But the Muslim believers live in fear.
他们从来不知道自己要做多好，怎么样才可以把亏欠粮食的亏欠可以洗净，可以有一种平安。
They have such fear that they don't know how much they have to do in order to have peace.
他们不知道自己要做多少的好事，最后才可以说上帝无条件的接纳。
They have this fear that how much they have to do until God would say, that's good enough, you are good.
这不是神的好消息。
That's not a good news.
只有我们基督教传的是神的好消息。
Only in Christianity we tell you the true good news.
只有这样我们可以真正的释放，有能力可以去跟随。
That the gospel release you and allow you to follow him.
这就是神的福音。
And that's God's gospel.
而每一个人都需要。
We all need that.
圣经让我们看到很多例子。
The Bible tells many examples.
是不是约翰福音记载当初耶稣传福音的有一个圣经讲说他是法利赛人。
In the book of John, I remember there was a Pharisee.
他又是一个官，对不对？
He was also
a官的。
Official too.
谁呀、啊？尼哥底母，对不对？
尼哥底母，
从人的标准来讲，他是一个做大官、法利赛人，是很敬虔、毫无偏好，他不可能找到的。
Yeah, for Nicodemus in his time, his social status was high.
他内心很平安。
But he didn't really have peace.
不敢人家看，人家暗中晚上看耶稣。
He was didn't dare to look for Jesus during the day. He looked for Jesus at night.
你是神来的。
And he wanted.To admit Jesus was his teacher.
他要去讨教。
He wanted to learn.
你再看看那个马太福音，马可说有一个少年的官，对不对？少年的官。
And also there in the book of Matthew, there was a young ruler.
Young ruler, 他做官的。
He was a yeah, he had an official position.
他来跟耶稣，我怎么？
He asked Jesus, "How do I obtain eternal life?"
我怎么知道我死了之后，上帝一定爱我，就可以永远跟？
He asked, how can I have eternal life? How can I know this? No matter how successful or whatever position you need the Lord. That's what we tell you. May we learn from Philip the personal evangelism and how we can practice to witness to others. And that we believe in the good news of Jesus.And then we can have good relationship with God and we will walk with God. And we pray that we can have the sensitivity like Philip. And how to approach him. Let's pray.